Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan spent the day in talks with his ministers and parliamentary deputies. Mr. Erdogan's ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, is accused of undermining the secular state by pushing the parliament to overturn a decades-old ban on the wearing of Islamic headscarves at universities. Mr. Erdogan has insisted that his party is loyal to the country's secular traditions. He dismissed the latest charges, but warned of the damaging effect to the country if the prosecutor is successful in disbanding the party.
Arkadaşlar, demokraside asla şöyle bir zedelenme.
Mr. Erdogan said democracy would be damaged by the move, and he said if democracy is harmed, then the country's economy would be harmed. Turkey's stock market was rocked by the latest political developments, and stock prices fell sharply along with a sharp drop in the value of the country's currency. A judge for the country's constitutional court has said it will only take days to decide whether to hear the case. But even if the court agrees to hear the suit, according to many analysts, it's considered unlikely that the required 7 of the 11 judges will vote in favour of closure. But the fear in Turkey is that it could face weeks, if not months, of political uncertainty while the court deliberates the suit. Political columnist Nuray Mert says the case is part of a more worrying trend.
This tension will go on. I can't see any solution at the moment. Neither government takes a step back, nor the opposition, not only the opposition party, but all these circles, you know, judiciary and, you know, universities, they're not, you know, inclined to take a step back. So I can't see any future of compromise.
All eyes in Turkey are on the constitutional court and whether it will take the case. If it does agree to hear the closure case, then Turkey is expected to face weeks, if not months, of political uncertainty. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.